Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
Cruise mornings with Stacey and Clayton.
Yesterday, we were talking about a classic Saskatchewan phrase. Well, at least it's good for the farmers.
When we get rain or snow.
Yes, when we get snow in late April, right? So everyone's trying to be glass half full instead of glass half empty. Well, at least it's good for the farmers.
Farmers will be happy.
Farmers will be good. We needed the moisture. Needed the moisture, right? Apparently, it is not good for the farmers, Stacey.
Well, that's the thing. Good for the farmers is such a generalization.
Oh, yeah.
And farmers obviously operate in many areas of the province.
And every farm is different.
Exactly.
Right? So it's good for some farmers, but for other farmers, they think it's bad. Other farmers, it's like, this is really a non-issue. Others are like, woo, really needed this. It's
well,
just kind of a mixed bag.
Because I had seen an article a couple days ago, and I meant to bring it up because we say it's good for the farmers all the time. And it's actually interesting because southeast portion of Saskatchewan and a little bit of Alberta too, they're in a drought situation already, based on how much levels of moisture they've had. And we're not farmers, so we don't know.
See, here's the thing though, we're both from Saskatchewan. It is in our blood to want to know about agriculture. It's in our DNA, Stacey. It's in our Saskatchewan DNA. So just to clarify here, we don't actually know if it is good for farmers.
No.
That's not what we were trying to do there. We were just saying that everyone from Saskatchewan says that when it snows in April.
We're trying to sound cool, okay?
Oh, it must be good for the farmers. We're trying to fit in with the other agriculture folks, okay? That's what everyone from Saskatoon wants to do. They want to fit in with the rural crowd, even though we're just a bunch of city folk.
Exactly.
But hey, it's good for the farmers.
City slickers.
It really is good for the farmers, though. Friendship test, Stacey. What do I always say when that song from The Police plays?
The Blades old Celebration Goal song.
Dang right!
Yes! Yes!
You passed the test. We're friends. In the 90s, the Blades used that as their goal song.
No way, you don't say.
I loved it. Turn on the red light.
Turn on the red light.
Because when you score in hockey. Bring it back, Blades. Bring it back.
Too bad the song's about a prostitute, but whatever.
Hey.
It works.
Whatever.
Anyway.
No, that's not a whatever. Cruise morning, Stacey and Clayton. Free food and fuel. You want $100 to Saskatoon Co-op? Better stick around. Free food and fuel. Your chance to win $100 in gas or groceries from our friends at Saskatoon Co-op and Sask Pork.
So it's no question. We've had some pretty ridiculous weather the last year. We've had a lot of snow. We've had random snowstorms, wind, rain, all of that. And we talk about the highway hotline quite often because guess what? It's quite helpful if you need to drive into the city or drive anywhere, really, on the highways.
Best logo ever as well. It's two H's on top of each other, and it makes it look like a road. It's the best logo. The best logo.
Listen to this. Highway Hotline doing a bit of humble bragging.
Ooh.
Apparently, hits on their website are at an all-time high. What a shocker.
Cool. Mark.
They had roughly 1.2 million views in April, 935 of those during last week's storm alone, and they have had 13 million hits, which is more than double the number it usually gets in a year. So basically, a lot of people using the highway hotline, which is great because it is a good way to kind of keep an eye on things.
Yeah.
The other thing that was really interesting is there were 384 road closures due to weather events last year.
Mm-hmm.
This year, more than 1,900.
Oh, thanks, Mother Nature.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. You know how sometimes, like, influencers and certain websites or apps, they'll brag about their online numbers. They'll be like, hey, 1 million subscribers, 1 million views. I don't think that's what the highway hotline's trying to do here, because that's ridiculous.
What if they are, though? What if they're like, look at this amazing service we offer to people who helps, you know, possibly save lives?
We don't say it enough. Shout out to you, Highway Hotline.
Yeah.
Like, there are no annoying ads on the side either.
No
sexy singles in our area.
Great information.
On the Highway Hotline website. Thanks for that. Such a good tune from April Wine, 96.3 Cruise FM. Great hits and the best rock ever. You don't care about that song, though. You care about the Want to Go to the Grocery Store
Absolutely.
Song. Let's give away $100 to Saskatoon Co-op to use on gas or groceries. Free food and fuel time. Bob was lucky caller 96.
Mm-hmm.
Bob had the best reaction when he found out he was caller 96. Oh, wait, that's at the end of the clip there. This program, I tell you. Live radio, am I right, folks?
Hey, that's excellent news. Thank
you
very much.
Just the happiest camper of all time.
Hey, that's excellent news.
I feel like we should save that as a sound clip.
That should be, like, the best sound clip of all time right there.
Hey, that's excellent news.
I feel like that's what Santa Claus sounds like.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
So kind.
That's the first cue to call for today.
And Bob's in to win the grand prize, of course. $100 a week for a year, courtesy of Saskatoon Co-op and Sask Pork.
Now, we got talking about something that's close to my heart, because Bob is from Allen. We started talking about the Allen Rink.
Yes.
Now, back when I played hockey, many moons ago, the Allen Rink never had glass. They had just chain link fence.
Oh,
it was one of those small town rinks. That's when you know you're at a small town rink, when they got the chain link fence instead of the glass.
Right.
When I played, Jared Cowan also played in Allen. He was a NHL draft pick, played for the Senators, the Leafs, and stuff like that.
Oh, cool.
This guy scored so many goals on me in that rink. It was ridiculous. And because of the chain link fence, this guy had like a 100-mile-an-hour slap shot when he was 12. So he would wire a slap shot, and instead of like going off the glass and out of the zone, it would just die and go right in front of the net for another shot.
It
was
perfect.
Like Bob said, it was the ultimate home ice advantage.
Yeah.
Because no one knew how to play the chain link fence at that rink. So
there you go.
We were going to do something completely different here, by the way, and then we started talking about that.
Just got carried away.
Thanks for getting us sidetracked, Bob.
Nice.
You're
guy
welcome
ever.
For the $100 to Saskatoon Co-op.
And now it's time for another edition of That One Friend.
We all have that one friend who hates the show Friends. And it seems like it's their mission in life to get everyone else to hate Friends as much as they do.
Some of the go-to arguments of this friend. There's no way they'd be able to afford those apartments, you guys. If they take the laugh track out, the jokes really aren't that funny. When you think about it, Joey is actually a pretty toxic character. Why was Ross always bullied for being smart? Phoebe's too wacky.
If the friend who hates Friends was in an actual episode of Friends, it would be the one with the friend who tells his friends how much he hates Friends. No, wait, that's right.
Yes, the show is a bit overrated and kind of dated now, but without Friends, we wouldn't be able to do this every time we help a friend move something.
Here we go. Pivot! 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 Pivot!
And also this gym.
Smelly cat, what are they feeding you? Everybody! Smelly cat, smelly cat, it's not your fault.
There is another version of this friend, by the way, but instead of Friends, it's the Big Bang Theory.
If you thought the guy chirping Friends was bad, oh, they got nothing on the Big Bang Theory guy.
The Friends hater. We all have that one friend.
How you doing?
When I say constructive criticism, it doesn't sound great, right? Nobody wants to be criticized.
It's someone who's about to be mean, but they're gift wrapping it in some nice wording. Constructive criticism. No, you're about to tear me a new one here. That's what's about to happen.
Well, and that's the thing. They've actually, apparently now, the word that people use is constructive feedback instead of constructive criticism.
Oh, that's
criticism.
Way better. Oh.
It's way better.
Not even
way
close.
Better. Because criticism is a harsh word.
Mm-hmm.
Constructive obviously helps it, you know, because constructive helps you grow as a person, do better things.
Yeah.
But criticism is tough. So constructive feedback is apparently much more popular.
Yeah.
And apparently people are open to constructive feedback. And researchers say we should actually do that with our fellow peeps in... Did I just say peeps?
Peeps.
Wow,
hey?
That slipped.
To all you managers out there, get your peeps together for a nice F-back sesh feedback. See, I tried to do what you did there.
I know.
So,
I'm embarrassed.
See, I tried to embarrass myself because I knew you were embarrassed.
Oh,
and
thanks,
now
buddy.
We're in the same embarrassed boat. That's
lovely.
How much I care about your feelings.
How about some constructive feedback, though?
So after I embarrass myself on the air, you're going to roast me on the air? Really? Okay. No, fine. No. Give me some constructive feedback.
People say that when they get constructive feedback, they actually appreciate it and use it and benefit from it.
But it's the exact same thing as constructive criticism. It's just called something different.
And the thing is, too, like, constructive criticism can be helpful as long as it's worded nicely and delivered nicely, right?
True.
Like, if you come up to someone and are like, hey, I got a few tips for you. First of all, stop, like, you know,
exactly.
You have to deliver it nicely because sometimes we need to be, you know, fed back.
You got whiskey and smokes on your breath. Few tips for you, okay?
Here's some feedback.
Don't do that, right? But it's so true. Hey, it's how you word it.
Yes.
Constructive criticism, again, constructive feedback, I'm all for that.
Tell me more.
That's just one case, right? Cow juice, milk, ooh.
Oh, I see what you did there.
It's a silly example, but still an example. Johnny on the text, 9380963. Total coincidence here that you're bringing up the free food and fuel. Can you guys help settle a shop argument? Is that Clayton's voice singing the cue to call tune?
Aw.
It is not.
It is not.
It is not.
I know he's very good at his rendition of it.
I do not have the voice of an angel like the guy in that song. Sorry.
He said dulcet voice, by the way.
I don't know what that means, so I left it out.
Oh, it means like really beautiful.
Oh, really? Thank you, Johnny. Appreciate it.
Especially sound, sweet and soothing, but often used ironically.
Cool.
So,
never mind, Johnny.
Anyway.
We talked about this before the show, and we lost it. There's this lady called Taylor Humphrey. She's 33 years old. She's from New York. She's a baby namer.
Because that's a thing now.
It's a thing. She names babies. $1,500 a pop.
Which, can I just say...
is a joke.
If you can't name your own baby...
Figure it out.
There's the internet.
Figure it out.
All you have to put in Google is baby names... and literally thousands of them show up.
Right?
That's what she's... guaranteed that's what she's doing.
Exactly. She's just Googling what's the trendiest name right now. Some of the names she's going with, by the way, are like Indigo, Sachet...
Well, and people are like, I've got two children, Iris and Dudley, and I need a third name. So she's like, okay, Iris and Dudley really give off good vibes of like springtime in the British countryside. So what I suggest would be something old like Isabel. And she just lists off like five names that she recommends.
Just name her Jessica and be done with it. We named our son. He's named. He's got a name. We already ordered all the stuff. Did we need a baby namer? No.
No.
It was maybe 10 minutes of struggle, and I get it, right? You're going through, like, every couple does the same thing when they're expecting. You sit there, hey, what about Kelly? Kelly. I had a grade 9 bully named Kelly. All
right. Exactly.
Some couples have a really tough time, but in my experience, you figure it out. You don't need to spend $1,500 on a baby name.
And I guess, like, if you want a painting done, and you pay someone to paint it because they're a professional painter, absolutely.
Sure.
But something like this, where it's literally no skill, she's just firing off names that sound good.
And the
ridiculous.
Big thing is now, like, she's bringing up name regrets. Oh, a lot of people name their babies and they regret it, but they can't change it because it's on the birth certificate. They have to go through this whole rigmarole, name regret. Well, that's why we do what we've been suggesting for years now on Cruise Mornings. Bring back the old school names. Again, names like Indigo and all this new... No! Bring back the Randys. Bring back the Frans. Bring back the Peggys. Bring back the Geralds. Bring back the Gordons. Bring them back!
Baby Gordon? That's
baby
cute.
Gordy. Gordy Howe.
Oh,
kid's gonna go to the NHL. Shout out to Bob. Bobby boy. Bobby Hill. Now, he probably doesn't like that. Bob won $100 to Saskatoon Co-op. Heard the free food and fuel cue to call. He was caller 96. Boom. It's just that easy. Big shout out to Sass Pork for helping us out as well. Another cue to call coming up later today. Make sure you listen for that. I have seen a lot of posts on the internet lately from adults struggling to find friends. Like, not a date, not a relationship, just friends.
Yeah.
You move to a new city, leave your old friends behind. How are you going to meet some new friends?
Or even just decide, like, you know what? I feel like I should just meet more people.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird when you're an adult.
Back in the day, go to the pub, go to the lounge. It's packed in there. Boom, you're good to go. Today's world's just different with the internet and all that stuff. I thought of something, though, Stacey. This is going to be a bit silly, but stick with me here, okay? I think pogs are the secret to making friends.
You lost me. I'm just kidding.
Do not be chirping pogs, okay?
No, keep going.
I love pogs. I don't want to brag too much here. I was pretty good at pogs.
Were you a pog master?
I was pretty good at pogs back in the day. If you went to St. Bernard back in the 90s, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I ran recess. I ran the pog industry at St. Bernard Elementary School.
Okay.
I was so good. I had a Vancouver Grizzlies limited edition slammer. I had a Rolling Stones like Licky logo slammer. I was legit, Stacey. I was legit. Pogs is great because it's just so easy and you can just challenge anybody to do it. Hey, you got some pogs? I got some pogs. Want to play? Okay. And if you don't know, pogs, they're these little circle cardboard things with like a little design or something.
Right.
You flip them upside down and you have a slammer, which is like a hard metal, hard plastic thing. You slam them on the cardboard plastic things. If they flip over, you get to keep them.
Right.
So it's kind of like
It's like jacks, but fast forward a bunch of years.
Exactly, right? Pogs, man. It's so easy. Anyone can do it.
Who's at the bar right now with a pocket full of pogs?
See, 2 years ago, people were saying, oh, who collects hockey cards anymore? Who collects baseball cards anymore? You know what's a huge industry now again, Stacey? Baseball
collecting
and hockey cards. Everyone
right.
loves collecting them. Pogs are going to be the new hockey cards.
Okay.
They're coming back. Because hockey cards, you just look at them and trade them, whatever. Pogs, there's an actual game. Let's get in on the Pogs ground floor here.
Should we?
Okay, Stacey.
Cruise Pogs?
Cruise Pogs. Crypto Pogs.
Doge Pogs. Cruise Doge Pogs.
Cruise Crypto Pogs coin. Money, please, investors. Cruise Mornings with Stacey and Clayton. The golf company, Titleist.
Clayton,
they are doing...
It's Titleist.
Oh,
you
sorry.
Said it wrong. Titleist.
Yes. Titleist. No, still saying it wrong. Titleist.
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 Yeah.
Gotcha.
Rolls off the tongue.
Titleist. Titleist. They're coming out with this new contest. I was just scrolling on Facebook. I see the Titleist Facebook page, and I'm like, well, I love hitting Titleist balls. I can't remember what the fake Titleist name is all the time.
Titleist.
Titleist. They're doing this promotion, free golf balls for a year.
Oh,
you
wow.
can enter this contest. You will get a year's supply of Titleist golf balls.
Sweet.
Now, contests like these, this is why fine print was invented.
Right.
Because we're doing a contest right now.
Mm-hmm.
Free food and fuel. You
for
can
a year.
Win $100 to co-op for a week, for a year.
Every week for
if
a year.
If you listen to Cruise Mornings, you know yeah. I am just struggling
Clayton
with the details
has a
of this
hard
contest.
Time with $100 a week
why.
For a year.
I keep saying $100 a year for life, which would suck. Well, I got bad.
It
I don't know.
It would take
but,
you 52 years to claim.
But with these other contests, like, oh yeah, a year supply of golf balls. Well...
Defy a year.
Defy a lifetime supply, because for some people, that's 40. For me, it's 702. I'm shanking mine in the bushes in Wildwood, Silverwood, Holiday Park. Oh, my Titleist balls are everywhere in this city, even out at Moon Lake, Greenbrier, all the courses.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Same thing. I remember when I was younger, there was a contest through Domino's Pizza, and it was like pizza for life.
Uh-huh.
And I was like... Are you kidding me? Pizza for life? Like, I get pizza whenever I want.
In my head, I'm thinking, hey, Domino's, 30 mediums.
No, that's not
my
how
house.
It works.
Let's go. Pizza for life. That's
fine
not how it works.
Print is
fine
like
print.
One pizza a week mm-hmm. every year, blah, blah, blah.
And here's the thing. People love beating the system, right? They
oh,
see these contests and they're like, all right, they crack their knuckles. They're like, how can I just be a little bit of a wise ass here, right? And like, when we do promotions, we think of that. Like, we think of something, like a promotion or a giveaway, whatever.
You have to cover your ass
and
because of those people.
We literally sit there. All right, how can these wise asses beat the system and ruin this for everyone? And we sit there and mm-hmm. we try to beat the system of our own rules that we made. So, Titleist. I can't wait to get my 702.
Titleist.
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 Sorry.
Get it right. Titleist.
Titleist.
How do you actually say it? Titleist?
Titleist.
Titleist. That doesn't
yeah.
even work.
Yeah, it does. Look at the... Yeah.
Titleist. Titleist. Okay.
See, we did this
wow.
whole... We did this whole charade where you thought it was spelt differently and really it
Titleist.
Wasn't.
Titleist. Oh, man. Okay, I get it now.
Titleist was funny, though.
It's better.
Ah, good times.
96.3 Cruise FM, variety that rocks. That is Knight Rider. No, it isn't. It's Knight Ranger. God damn it.
Language!
Knight Ranger, Sister Christian on Cruise Mornings. We haven't mentioned it yet, but it's a very big day today, April 21st. It's the Queen's 96th birthday. Happy birthday to the Queen. Too bad we didn't send her a card. Oh, well.
Oh, no. How am I going to sleep at night?
They're releasing a limited edition Barbie of her.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Why didn't you lead with that?
Sorry. Anyway, happy birthday to the Queen.
We got a text from Scott. He has some details on the Titleist golf ball year supply of balls promotion. Mm-hmm. 8 dozen. That's how many you get. 8 dozen.
That's it?
8 dozen golf balls. That's how many they think a year supply is.
That is false advertising.
You know how many rounds 8 dozen golf balls will last me? Eight rounds. Thanks, though,
Titleist. That's 96 balls?
Thanks, though, Titleist. And that's how old the Queen is turning. Wow.
What?
What an amazing coincidence. Anywho, to the people who make runny scrambled eggs, who do you think you are? Stop it. Like, they saw how Gordon Ramsay makes scrambled eggs, and it's honestly, it looks like Jell-O or
Gordon
pudding.
Gordon Ramsay's?
Yeah.
I've seen that video.
It looks like pudding. It's weird.
I had an aunt. We went there for breakfast once, and she cooked us eggs in a pot, mm-hmm. a soup pot.
That's how Gordon Ramsay does it.
But it was to the point of where it was like egg soup with lumps of egg in it.
Ooh.
Bless her heart. She was very old and sweet.
See,
but
I like
having to choke that down in mm-hmm. front of the person who's made it for you.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that was tough.
See, I like my eggs with like a little bit of like a char on them almost.
You like
sounds
yours,
bad.
You like yours well done?
A little brown, right? Like a little bit of the crispy edge on the outside, right? Some people with the runny eggs. Like, I get you're putting it on toast or whatever, but it's borderline soup.
And you're talking scrambled eggs,
Scrambled eggs, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, the sunny side up with the runny yolk people. Again, not for me, but I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. Yolks are delightful. The runny scrambled strategy.
I feel like it's raw. Like, I feel like it just needs to be cooked to a certain consistency in order for it to be good for you.
People saw Gordon Ramsay do it and thought, oh, it must be delicious. It's not. Well done eggs. Way better than the medium rare eggs. When did eggs start getting medium and medium rare, by the way? I don't know.
Well, you can, because I don't like runny yolks either. I much prefer, I like to break my yolks.
Mm-hmm.
In the pan and
mm-hmm.
just let them cook that way. But when the waitress asked me once, she's like, hard, medium, or soft? And I was like, hard, of course. Who would want them soft? That's disgusting.
Yeah.
But apparently it's good.
The times are a-changing, Stacey. We're losers. The Queen's birthday, Titleist golf balls, and runny eggs. We're so edgy, Stacey. We're so edgy.
Stacey and Clayton, weekday morning, 6 to 10 on Cruise.